I need a bougie bitch. I told her make me a sandwich. Do I want to rhyme? Do I want to fix it? Do I want to make a podcast? I'm motherfucking thirsty. I'm motherfucking thirsty. Let's see. Status update or random freestyle? What's it gonna be? Which one y'all want? Status update or business or freestyle? You can choose text 1 or 2 to 666666. One for the freestyle, 2 for the status update. Now I use my psychic powers, go into the future and retrieve the information. And the people want status update. Okay, y'all want a little status update? I'm gonna fuck you up. Goals. Okay, wake up. Explosion. Write your goals down. Talking to this girl. She's from Vegas. She's got a lot of rich friends, or so she says. She says she's got to meet and kind of get to know this billionaire in Vegas who, from the marijuana industry, cannabis industry. I'm like, all right. And then she was showing me his Instagram and, like, pictures of him and shit. And I was like, what, he get a lot of pussy or what? She was like, he'll basically just give chicks $10,000 a month to be his sugar baby. And he's got a wife. So I'm like, well, that's to be expected because billionaires get whatever the fuck they want. And in Vegas, billionaires are treated as A-list celebrities. And, you know, artists and actors and shit are like C-level celebrities because all they care about is how much money you got, how much money you can spend. And I said, well, tell me some billionaire secrets. And she said, he told her becoming a billionaire is all about networking. Well, it's almost 100% networking. Not 100, but, you know, a lot of networking. You need to know everybody. Everybody needs to know who you are. And then you need to be able to link people to each other. Ryan, you hear about that a lot. And then your net worth is your network, you know. So probably, I mean, obviously all the billionaires probably know each other. So what's that, a $1 trillion network, right? Give me a $1 trillion network. Give me a fucking $4 trillion network. If it even exists. Link me to some old money. Link me to some Babylon money. You know what I'm saying? Link me to some Roman fucking Babylon fucking Genghis Khan fucking money. Some monarchy money. And write your goals down, obviously. I think you should write down your ultimate vision. Try to simplify that to as few words as possible. Like, all I have to write down is the word trillionaire, and then the word lux. Trillionaire for trillionaire, lux for famous rapper, alter ego, personality. Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? That's what black people say, to say, do you know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? Know what I mean? Okay. Okay. Networking and writing your goals down. You know, caveat, his parents are pretty rich. They had inherited a lot of money. So, you know, maybe got a little jump start. But that's okay. I think you get more respect when it's self-made anyways. So, I'm be flying around in my fucking billionaire helicopter shitting on you niggas. Ayo! Today I woke up an hour earlier at like 8 something. which is okay. I'd rather wake up when it's dark, but we're getting there, making forward progress. Sometimes it's easier if you want to wake up earlier and earlier or create the habit. Just wake up 30 minutes or an hour less the next day. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be like huge shifts in behavior. You can make gradual steps. Okay, I did 3 miles 2 days in a row, sprinting and shit. I'm starting to feel the tendons in my shins are a little sore because of the high impact. When I'm sprinting at 8, I'm pounding my fucking legs. Will I do another 3? I want to, but let's see how my legs feel. I'm not going to injure my shins. You got to know how to balance it out. Sometimes people think sleeping less is doing more, and some people think, like, I'm going to pound out this killer workout even when my body can't really handle it. And that's a fallacy. That's actually not maximum. You're thinking it's maximum, and you're trying to force maximum, but you're forcing maximum against Mother Nature and time. So you need to know that true maximum, absolute maximums, if you ever took a calculus, an absolute maximum. You got to be aware. You got to monitor the systems. If you're a CEO bitch, if you're a top dog, you're paid to manage systems. You manage systems of information. You manage systems of tasks of what people are assigned. You manage the systems of projects. And you're really just managing the cycles of action, right? Cycles of action, okay? Implementation and adoption, because businesses is expanding and modifying, you know, you're editing to expand, you're editing to improve processes. So all you're really doing as a CEO is you're modifying your tasks, improving them, enhancing them. You are controlling people in terms of managing, monitoring, you know, creating deadlines and expectations, right? That's all the active stuff, okay? But you should also be a community leader. You should also be the energy influencer. You should be bringing in the fucking big guns. And then you should also strive for unity, community, synergy, and a positive environment for people to work in. And you should be pumping everything you can into the fucking business. Happiness, you know, something to look forward to, something more than just a job for all these people. Right, trying to create something fun and interesting and get results, right? Because think about a hedge fund or a risk management firm or fucking trading derivatives. Like, what the fuck, you know? It's all just cranking numbers and productivity. But you got to have some fun every once in a while to keep the tone positive. You want people to be in an enthusiastic mode. So put yourself into an enthusiastic mode today when you listen to this. Think about the 3 most important things. Simplify them to as few words as possible. Write the shit down. Commit it to your daily tasks, your weekly and monthly tasks, maybe even your quarterly and annual tasks. What is the ultimate vision of your life? You write it down. Trillionaire, right? Why? Because I fucking can. Because I fucking want to. Lux Exchange is worldwide. I figured out how I'm going to get celebrity endorsements. I'm going to create a nonprofit organization, and we're going to clothe the homeless. So instead of getting supermodels to wear pre-owned clothes, which they might turn nose to, I'm not wearing pre-owned clothes. You know what I mean? I'm saying it's not for me. And you're not doing it for money either. You're doing it to support a charitable cause, right? So put the fucking clothes on. And in all honesty, they don't even have to wear my clothes because Lux Exchange is exchanging any item of value. Any. So you can wear your favorite fucking outfit, and we'll just put a Lux Exchange tag on it. And nobody's going to know the better. You know what I mean? Nobody knows if it's fucking pre-owned by who. Pre-owned by yourself, and then I'm going to put some tags on it. It says Lux Exchange. I'm going to snap a photo of it. You can buy Gigi Hadid's fucking underwear and bikinis. You can buy fucking supermodel panties. All right? How much are these panties going to sell for? We should have a contest of like 10 of the hottest or most, you know, desirable women, and then we'll fucking auction off all of their underwear, and then we'll see which one makes the most money. Now I'm saying.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.